This is Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. Welcome to the podcast. This is part two of last week's episode where I talked about what it's like when you discover a new author whose style and story you love. About 2 months ago, I finally got around to reading a book that I bought in 2021. It's a period piece set in the US in the 1940s, not a place I regularly visit when I read, and that's probably why it took me so long to start it. But once I'd started it, it was hard to put down. The story was Morning Glory. The author was Lavarley Spencer. Morning Glory was published in 1991 and tells the story of Will Parker and Ellie Dinsmore. Will has just been released from prison after serving time for manslaughter. He is down on his luck, so much so that he steals clothes from someone's washing line and he steals milk from someone else's property. He gets fired from his job when the owner finds out his background and he's now at rock bottom. Ellie was brought up by religious fundamentalist grandparents. The townspeople call her mad because she keeps pretty much to herself. She's a widow with two children and pregnant with her third. She's also desperate. She needs help with the farm and she needs help with the children. She goes to the extreme length of advertising for a husband. Will sees the ad and makes his way on foot to her ramshackle house with its grounds littered with assorted bits of junk that her late husband had collected but never got around to doing anything with. The language that Lavarley Spencer used to describe their first meeting was so captivating. Ellie's and Will's voices were so clear, and the way she described Ellie's eldest son made him sound absolutely adorable and funny at the same time. Will lives in Ellie's barn while they get to know each other. Lavarley Spencer tells us about their inner thoughts so artfully that I couldn't help but love them both. Ellie's late husband had kept bees, and there was a scene where Ellie, Will, and the two boys accidentally disturbed a swarm and were attacked. The description of Will protecting the little boys and washing their little bodies afterwards, Ellie witnessing the aftermath and realising just how gentle Will could be, was some of the best prose in this genre that I've ever read. This was my favourite scene of all. The only off note for me was the other woman arc. The town siren with her Betty Grable hair, revealing dresses and F me shoes makes a play for Will. This dragged on a bit and I wish it had been resolved some other way. But never mind. Lavarley Spencer retired from writing some years ago, but she has left us a real treasure in Morning Glory. If you haven't read it, give it a go. This has been Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. If you like this podcast, then please subscribe to receive notification of new episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram by going onto Instagram, searching for the Book Griffin and hitting follow.